This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli forces seized the main border crossing between Egypt and southern Gaza on Tuesday, shutting down a vital aid route into the Palestinian enclave that is already on the brink of famine. Reuters correspondent Emma Jaley reports.
Aid trucks were seen lined up on the road in Egypt's Rafah on Tuesday after Israel took control of the Palestinian side of the main border crossing. The United Nations and other international aid agencies said the closing of the two crossings into southern Gaza, Rafah and Israeli-controlled Kerem Shalom, had virtually cut off the already devastated enclave from outside aid. The seizure of the Rafah crossing, where more than 1 million displaced Palestinian civilians are holed up, came despite weeks of calls from the U.S. and others for Israel to hold off from a big offensive in Rafah. The crossing was also the only exit point for those needing to leave Gaza for medical treatment unavailable inside the enclave.
Reuters correspondent Emma Jaley. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Tuesday the latest truce proposal from U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas falls far short of Israel's essential demands, adding military pressure remains necessary to return hostages held in Gaza. The Palestinian militant group Hamas accused Israel of trying to undermine efforts to secure a ceasefire in the seven-month-long war that has laid waste to Gaza and left hundreds of thousands of its people homeless and hungry. U.S. President Joe Biden's administration has been holding up certain Boeing-made arms shipments to Israel, for sources familiar with the matter told Reuters, in what two of them said was an apparent political message to the close U.S. ally. The shipments have been delayed for at least 2 weeks. This is VOA News. Iran and the U.N. nuclear watchdog will continue talks aimed at ending an impasse on many issues between them and should strike a deal on a package of measures, quote, soon. The watchdog's chief, Rafael Grossi, said on Tuesday as he returned from an Iran trip. The International Atomic Energy Agency faces a range of difficulties in Iran, including the fact that Iran only implemented a small fraction of what Grossi thought it committed to in a joint statement on future cooperation they made in March 2023, and the few concrete steps taken stopped in June of last year. The U.S. and Turkey have resumed security cooperation talks, and analysts say Turkish forces are poised to fill a vacuum should American forces pull out of Syria. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Iraq has been pressing the U.S. to withdraw its forces who are helping to fight the Islamic State militant group in the region. As both sides continue discussions, Pentagon officials say there are no plans for a withdrawal of American troops from neighboring Syria. But analysts say a complete pullout could be looming. Turkey and the United States this year resume regular meetings of the strategic mechanism, which addresses shared security issues. The resumption of the talks is a sign of improving bilateral ties, which analysts say could widen Turkey's role if and when U.S. troops pull out of Syria. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
The judge in Donald Trump's hush money trial denied a request for a mistrial. During witness testimony on Tuesday, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
While Judge Juan Merchan agreed with the defense that Stormy Daniels gave more detail than she should have during her testimony, he also said Trump's lawyers should have objected more. At one point, Merchan even raised an objection. Jurors appeared riveted as Daniels offered a detailed and at times graphic account of a sex encounter in 2006 Trump has denied. She was paid $130,000 by Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, to stay quiet about it. Trump denies charges of falsifying business records to hide hush money payments. Julie Walker, New York.
Rescuers rushed to evacuate people stranded by devastating floods across the southern Brazilian state of Rio Grande do Sul on Tuesday, with 90 reported dead and desperate survivors seeking food and basic supplies. Many people were sleeping on the roadside and told Reuters they were going hungry. Entire families were seen leaving on foot. I'm Joe Ramsey.